broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendren.
Do you know where Arizona's 9th Congressional District is?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Mr. Speaker, when it gets to the point where political correctness puts the lives of our troops in danger on America...
Now, do you find the timing of this fishy? The timing is very coincidental.
Not very good. They've taken from what I said, an assumption that I'm gay.
What's a gay what?
Don't condescend to me.
World famous Phil Hendren Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is our bitch. Through the looking glass we go every night here of talk radio and beyond. Coming up, a study says co-ed college dorms lead to sex and binge drinking. That's part of our Great Minds at Work feature. Wow. I don't know, man. Coming up this hour, we are going to have Justin McElroy. He is the president of a junior class at L.A. Canyon College, where there has been a little bit of a controversy surrounding the student council at the school and the parent-teacher organization, and it has to do with the Newsweek cover of Sarah Palin. We're going to talk to him coming up here in just a moment. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You can also join us online at philhendryshow.com each and every night. Excuse me.
First, you hit the cough button.
Well, I didn't, okay?
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, but you're supposed to. Sorry.
Don't tell me what I got to do, man. I cleared my throat. That's all I got to do, you know?
Why don't you do the cough button?
Because I don't want to do the cough button, because I didn't have time to do the cough button, because it... What, is it a terrible offense if people hear me clear my throat?
Well, they can hear all the, you know, all of the gurgling.
Well, let them hear the gurgling. Get out of here, will you? And take that empty Starbucks out of here. Oh, wait, it's not empty yet. I'm drinking it.
Make up your mind.
I'm drinking it. In any event, we have, you know, live streaming video and audio and all that stuff there on our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Go over there. And you've got archives, and you've got affiliate lists, and you've got, oh, God, there's all kinds of stuff. PC World called the Phil Hendren Show website one of the funniest on the World Wide Web. So why wait? Head on over there right now, and you can watch the show as it is taking place. As we mentioned, Justin McElroy is a young man. He lives in Chatsworth, California. He is the president of the junior class at L.A. Canyon High School, and he joins us tonight to talk about this situation revolving not only, Justin, around the Sarah Palin Newsweek cover, but these two movies that you were telling us about, Twilight, New Moon, and Paranormal Activity. Justin, first of all, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And how old are you, Justin?
I'm 16.
And you're 16 years old. You are the president of your junior class there at the high school, right?
Yes, sir.
And tell me how the controversy started. Because we're talking about two separate things here. We're talking about you guys interested in this movie, your parent teachers organization, talking about Sarah Palin, is that it?
Well, I think it's probably not fair to say that the parent teacher organization is in support of Sarah Palin. There's a lot of parents in the organization that I guess you could say are supporters of hers, which was not... We didn't have a problem with that.
Okay, where did your problem start?
Well, the junior, our junior class, and we've got a four-track school. We have four separate classes in our junior class. We got together and we had a prefecture vote, which is our student council, that we wanted to go and see Twilight New Moon, which is coming out. And
now, why is this movie very popular? Can you tell me a little bit about the movie Twilight New Moon?
Yeah, it's basically about a regular human girl who falls in love with a vampire who's male, you know. And there's a lot of in this new movie they have they've introduced werewolves into it, and so the books are really interesting. And I don't know, it's a really good story. It kind of takes the whole vampire genre, I guess, and takes, you know.
Kind of to a new level, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just more interesting, and also it's more geared toward kids.
Okay, so you guys wanted to see this movie.
Yeah, so we voted. We wanted to go see the movie, and we were going to get permission from our parents and from the PTO that we could go as a class to go see the movie. But the problem came in when the Newsweek cover came out. And we looked at that cover, and we thought it was, you know, whatever. But when we asked our parents if we could go see this movie as a class...
And you guys didn't want to be chaperoned, is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, most of us have cars, and, I mean, most of us have, you know, curfews on the weekend that are like midnight or 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So they said no, and I was talking to my mom, who is one of the parent advisors for the junior class of the PTO, and I said, you won't let us go see Twilight, New Moon, but you think Sarah Palin is, you know, great and everything, even though she's on the cover of Newsweek with, I mean, I don't know if I can say it.
It's a problem with the picture?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, she's on the cover of Newsweek with camel toe, you know.
On the cover of Newsweek with camel toe. All right, so in other words, you found that picture offensive.
Yes, sir. I mean, we felt that it was hypocritical of our parents to say we couldn't go see a movie that we had been looking forward to, and yet they're talking about how Sarah Palin is all this and how they think she's great, and she's on Newsweek with her pants are way up, and you can pretty much see everything. And we thought it was really hypocritical because we think that the cover is almost like pornographic, you know?
And you think I didn't see the cover. I mean, I saw the cover at a long shot. So you're talking here about a hypocrisy. You use the word hypocritical.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm the president of the junior class, and so the students in my class will take their lead from me, and I'll, like, once a month, I put out an email to everybody with just my philosophy on how to, you know, survive high school and get out of high school and go into the adult world. And this month I sent a general email out to everybody saying that, you know, we got to do something about it because the Sarah Palin cover is her showing off her body, and which we think is bad for us, and we're minors, and they won't let us see Twilight. So,
all right, let me ask you something.
But there's one other part of the story. When I said to my mom that I thought she was a hypocrite for not letting me go see Twilight and New Moon, but yet she admires Sarah Palin, who's on the cover, you know, with this, her pants pulled up so high there's camel toe, that's when she slapped me.
Okay, you mentioned to me that your mother had slapped you. Did she slap you in the face?
Yes, sir. And that's a whole new level. I mean, that put a whole new, because now, you know, and she tried to say she was sorry, but that's not going to do, because now I pretty much have said to her, and I said so in my position paper to the junior class, that she slapped me, and that's child abuse. I mean, technically it is. And unless they let us go see Twilight, New Moon, and a Paranormal Activity, that I would have to then be forced to have to then, you know, contact the authorities on some level.
All right, now, Justin, you're threatening your mother with arrest here. That's what you're doing.
Well, no, I haven't said that to her. I said it in the position paper.
What when you say position paper, what do you mean?
It's a monthly email that I send out to the other kids in the class on, you know, my feelings, my philosophy on what they should do. And
well, all right, if you're sending out a position paper to other kids in the class, are you telling them, here's a great way for us to go see Twilight, insult Paris Sarah Palin, and your mom will slap you?
No, I'm not doing that at all.
Well, did you tell the kids about this?
I did, yes, sir.
Oh, so you informed the kids that your mother had slapped you when you said that Sarah Palin's picture was inappropriate and that she looked like she had her pants on too tight.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't say anything about Sarah Palin. I didn't say that I thought she was bad or anything, because I don't really, you know, care. But when my mom said that we couldn't go see, you know, the movie.
Twilight, New Moon, right?
Yes, sir. When my mom said we couldn't go see the movie, that's when I said, how can you admire, you know, and maybe I shouldn't have said this, but I said, how can you admire a slut like Sarah Palin and not let us go see, you know, Paranormal Activity, and that's when she slapped me.
All right, you didn't tell me that you called Sarah Palin a slut.
Well, I don't know if I called her a slut, but I said, look at... I think I probably said, look at, she's acting like a slut because of her pants being pulled up. And then I said, camel toe, and that's when my mom, you know, hit me.
And you're now saying, and you're saying this to your fellow classmates, that you're going to take some official action against your mother slapping you unless you guys get to go see this movie. Now, doesn't that sound to you, because it sounds to me, like blackmail?
Well, no, not really, because I didn't ask her to slap me. I didn't mean to do anything wrong. I looked at a picture, and I felt that I was within my rights, and I said that I do a position paper, and then I do a follow-up, like an amendment to it. In the amendment to the position paper that I mailed to the junior class, I said, you know, my mom brought the picture of Sarah Palin into our house with her showing her, you know, like I was saying, camel toe, and I didn't want to look at it, but my mom had it there like she was making me look at it. And when I said to her, well, why can't I go see Twilight Moon if you get to look at, you know, if you are forcing me to look at Sarah Palin's camel toe? And so...
All right, this is a position paper that you sent out to the other kids in the junior class. How did they respond to this?
Well, I mean, they totally understand. I mean, they're in the same position. Their parents, most of them are conservatives and everything, and they hate Obama, and a lot of them hate Obama because he's black. I know that. And
why do you say that? And I don't have a lot of time. Why do you say that?
Just because they do, just because of the way they are, you know. And
well, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, I'm more in touch with the kids in my class. I mean, but really what I just said in the position paper was, why do adults think it's okay for Sarah Palin to show her, you know, basically, I mean, I don't mean to say anything bad, but her genitals on Newsweek, but it's bad for kids to see Paranormal Activity or Twilight. And so I said, that's bad parenting.
Well, you kids have decided that you're going to go see this movie unchaperoned, regardless of what your parents think. Is that right?
We want to get their consent. And we hope that they see the light, that they brought an inappropriate picture into the house and forced us to look at it.
If your parents say no, and the Sarah Palin picture is not pornographic, and no, you don't get to see Twilight, New Moon, what are you going to do? You going to still go see it?
We're going to. They'll force our hand. I mean, and that's when I'll probably. There'll probably be one more position paper coming out on it.
And well, these position papers, as the president of the junior class, you send these. They're like little emails, right?
Well, no, they're not little emails. I mean, I put a lot of thought into the philosophy of how to, you know, being, you know, trying to be a kid and everything, how to be a kid when everyone's, you know, so hypocritical. And I think that's what most kids today are upset about, is the hypocrisy of your parents saying, yeah, look at Sarah Palin, look at how, you know, look at her pants pulled up so tight, you can see everything. And Paranormal Activity, Mr. Henry, is rated R, but Palin's picture is inappropriate and probably X-rated and everything. So what's the big deal seeing a movie without my parents' permission if they're going to make me look at that? And that's what we said. We said that in the position paper and in the amendment to the position paper.
All right, Justin, you hold the line here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. That's Justin McElroy. He's the president of the junior class at L.A. Canyon High School. There is a controversy between the student's prefecture, the student council, and the parent-teacher organization. The kids there in the junior class want to go see Twilight, New Moon, this vampire movie made from a very popular series of books. Parents won't let them, but the kids feel assaulted somehow by the Sarah Palin picture on Newsweek magazine being inappropriate. And this young man said he was slapped by his mother when he said he thought Palin was showing a little too much of her body by pulling the pants up too tight, as you can well imagine. All right, more with Justin McElroy and your phone calls. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk a little bit here about not only the Newsweek cover of Sarah Palin, but the new film Twilight, New Moon. It's a whole culture clash going on, man.
Yeah, it's like a culture club or something.
No, it's like a culture clash. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
You blew it!
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we join Justin McElroy, a young man from L.A. Canyon College, a junior high president there, the student council, and the controversy at their school surrounding the Sarah Palin cover on Newsweek, which the kids find inappropriate. And you're saying, and speaking on behalf of the students, that this is a hypocrisy on the part of your parents that they bring this Sarah Palin cover into the home, but you're not allowed to see a movie that you want to see.
That's pretty much...
All right, now, I don't mean to interrupt you. Do you have a blog as well? You mentioned these position papers that you're publishing, Chris. Or, I mean, Justin, is there a blog?
I have a blog, and I did a thesis on my blog basically saying to every kid, I mean, not just kids in my school, but even kids that are listening right now on your show, I don't know where they are. You know, if you're listening right now, if you're a kid and you want to... go see Twilight, New Moon, or you want to go see Paranormal Activity, or you want to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, you know? How come they're saying that you don't get to do that, but you have to look at Palin, and she's gross, and I don't know, you know, you can see that she's got her pants too tight, and she's showing what she has, you know? So I'm saying to any kid listening, and I don't know where they are right now. I mean, you may be rolling through Wendy's, you may be festing or gaming or whatever you're doing, read my blog, read my position paper, and Friday night, you know, that's the night. I mean, Twilight, New Moon.
You guys are going.
We're calling on all the kids listening on your show right now.
Well, that wasn't what my understanding was, that you were going to call a call to action to every kid listening to the show. I thought it was basically something having to do with the school there. Let me go to a phone call. This is Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy. Chris, go ahead, please.
Hi. I've been listening to this on my way home from work, and it's just amazing what I'm hearing. I mean, first of all, they might have brought the Newsweek into his house, but nobody made him look at it. I saw that picture myself. I never even thought to look for a camel toe. I think if you say that to your mother's probably going to be a little offended, and she slapped you, and that's not right. But we got to really look at how immature. If somebody's going to say, well, I might have to take action if my mother doesn't let me go to a movie, grow up. I mean, the real world, people have to deal with serious things. And you're going to blackmail your mother and say, if you don't let me go to a movie, I'm going to take legal action? That's despicable. I mean, I know you're a young kid.
Well, why is she saying Sarah Palin's so, you know, great? And what's great about her? Where she has her pants pulled up too high, and
did she make you look at the?
Well,
she didn't make you look at the picture.
What are you talking about? I mean, she brought it into the house. It's laying right there on a kitchen table.
They put it on the kitchen table. She didn't make you look at it. See, we're a world of responsibility.
If there's a magazine laying in your house, I mean, are you going to tell me you're not going to like notice it? I mean,
you might
know
it,
but she knows.
Didn't make you look at it.
There was camel. There was camel toe on it, and I told
Here's
her.
Here's the
and,
bottom line.
And maybe I shouldn't have said
short
that.
And sweet.
But
short
she
sweet. Let
her
me
face.
Say this. Short and sweet. The bottom
she
line
me.
Is ideologues from the left and right, when they have an agenda, they try to basically play a game and leverage it so they get what they want. The reality is, you want to go see this movie. You're going to use anything you can to get to see the movie. That's basically an ideological opinion and a way to get what you want. And it's kind of immature and despicable. And when you're older and you're in your 30s like myself, you're going to realize it's kind of ridiculous and you should be ashamed to treat your mother the way you are.
No, because the adults do that too. And in the position paper that I published last month, we talked about it. Well, I mean, I told everybody what it was about, and adults do that too. They make backroom deals.
The reality is, you shouldn't be twisting someone's arm to get what you want.
Well, that,
this is a completely
that's
separate
they,
issue.
That's
Sarah
what they,
Palin
that's what
on a
in Congress. Page. In Congress, they do it on health care and everything.
No, but this is family, Chris. This is your mother. This is a threat that you're issuing to your mother. If you don't get to see Twilight New Moon, you're going to call the cops and tell them that she slapped your face. Chris, thank you for the call. 877-876-PHIL. She slapped you when you said the Palin photograph on the cover of Newsweek, you know, the pants were up too tight and used the term camel toe, and your mother got upset. 877-876. We'll be back with Justin McElroy. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
The motion picture Twilight New Moon is such a popular film among young people that our guest here, Justin McElroy, is the president of the junior class at L.A. Canyon College. They got together. They want to go and see the film together. Is it just your junior class, Justin?
Anybody that is interested in seeing Twilight New Moon, and also they've responded to our position paper on the hypocrisy of the adults, and they've read my blog, can join us. We're going to go to the Westlake Promenade where they're going to be showing it.
That's where you're going to be Friday night?
Yes, sir.
So even though your parents have said they don't want you to see this film, you're going to go see it anyway because you feel it's hypocritical for them to have Sarah Palin as a role model.
Well, it's not just that. It's also, it is, but my friends, moms, and I think a lot of kids that are listening right now know what I'm talking about. A lot of my friends' moms, and, you know, my mom, too, they dress like they think, I mean, I don't know how to put it, like they think they're hot looking or something, and so their pants are all tight, and they walk around like, you know, I guess they think they're going to have, I mean, I don't want to say, but, you know, sex with a young guy or something.
Are you telling me they're acting inappropriately around you?
Well, no. I mean, they're just walking around like they think they're hot, you know. And I mean, I wrote on my my position paper for last week. If I could just read from it.
Okay, very quickly, because we got to get to some phone calls. At our number 877-876, Phil, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just wrote, there isn't enough Paxil in the world that will be able to undo the scars from having to see my friend Dave's mom's camel toe last weekend when I was at his house playing Xbox. And that's pretty true.
All right, I don't want to know anybody's name because we could be in a legally vulnerable position, but you're saying that you have a friend whose mother is not acting inappropriately, she just dresses inappropriately.
I don't even know if it's inappropriate. She just wears these tight running pants, and she thinks she's hot, and it's pretty gross, you know? And how come they think Palin is great, and they dress like they're, I guess, sluts. I mean, I shouldn't say that. You know.
Well, that's why your mom slapped you.
Well, they do. They dress like sluts. And yet I can't go see. They're telling me that we can't see New Moon. You know, she slapped my face. And now it's taking it to another level. They can't just say no and say that Sarah Palin's great.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line is Fred. Fred, you're on with... Fred, you're on with Justin McElroy here on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Justin, it sounds like you just don't respect your parents at all. If you did, you would babble whatever your parents wishes as long as you're living under their roof. And
what are you talking about? I respect my parents, but why do they get to walk around with
apparently the parents? Apparently you don't, if you, which you definitely said you're going to blackmail her. Because
right.
You can't, you're not getting your way.
Why does she get to slap me, even though she wears her pants all up tight? You know, it shows everything.
She's still your mother. She's your mother. Your parents.
Okay.
You should respect your parents. Every generation. You just made a comment about style. Every generation has had their own style. You have your own style of clothes now. I'm 65 years old. When I was your age. We had our own style of clothes, and my parents thought that some of them were kind of outrageous. And then
my kids
had
like
their
style. Did you wear like a beaver hat, or what did they wear, like a beaver hat or something?
What do you mean a beaver hat?
I was raised in the hippie generation, you know, with the flower clothes,
okay, yeah.
The loud pants.
Did you take drugs and stuff?
The T-shirts with the peace signs, make love, that
generation. Did you take drugs?
No, yeah, sir, I didn't.
Yeah, because a lot of those people did take drugs, and now there are like our parents and grandparents, and they're saying that we're not allowed to see Twilight, New Moon, and they're having flashbacks, or I don't know what, and they're seeing, like, you know, stuff growing out of the sink because they're flashing back. And I can't go see a movie.
Well, look, Justin, you're missing this man's point. Your mother laid the law down to you, man. She said you're not going to go see that movie.
Yeah, but then she made the mistake. She slapped me. Okay? All bets are off there. And in the position paper that I published, you know, I said, if your mom slaps you...
Justin, what was your mode of punishment when you did something wrong when you were trying to grow up? What was your parents' mode of punishment for you?
What do you mean?
Would you put in timeout? Did you get a spanking?
What? When?
Like when you were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years old when you did something you shouldn't.
Right. Like for instance?
Well, you went out and she told you to stay in the yard and you decided, I'm not going to stay in the yard, so you went to your neighbor's yard for two hours and she didn't know where you was.
But when? When are you talking?
It doesn't matter. He's saying, were you ever disciplined?
Yeah, but when?
When you were a littler kid, man.
Well, when you did, when you shouldn't.
Like what?
Anything, man, that you didn't do that you were supposed to do, how did they punish you?
Well, first of all, my dad's an engineer at JPL, and my parents are really more about, rewarding me when I did stuff that was good. I don't know what you mean about... I mean, my parents have always told me that I'm the best, you know, I'm so great, you know. I mean, they make me sound like I'm Jesus, and I'm not, but...
Did your mother ever punish you?
No, I mean, my parents are like a lot... My parents told me that I was going to be, like, president.
All right, so did you ever make a mistake?
What do you mean?
Oh, man. I don't know. Fred, I don't...
What do you mean, I don't know? Mr. Henry, my mom's walking around with camel toe, and I don't get to see Twilight, New Moon. You don't see the discrepancies?
Hey, Justin,
you don't see the discrepancies in that?
How old are you, Justin? Are you 16?
Sir, I don't mean any disrespect, sir, because you sound like a nice man, but are you writing a book on my life?
Why don't you have a little bit of respect?
No, but
I didn't mean any disrespect.
You mentioned camel toe.
Well, what did...
Do you know when that picture was taken and what that picture was intended for? Did you know
that picture was not taken? I know she was running in a race, but she was showing it. You're not supposed to have it pulled way up to the.
I saw the picture and I didn't see that. I take the magazine. I saw the picture and I didn't see it.
You know what?
But the picture was not taken for that magazine. The picture was taken for a health magazine, exercise magazine.
If you get one of those magnifying glasses that maybe, you know, like a lot of guys will use, and, like, maybe, I don't know if your eyes are good, and look with a magnifying glass, you'll see the toe, it's C-toe.
Well, that right there tells me that you were looking for something and you're trying to put something in that's not there.
No, sir, it was there. I had a magnifying glass. I saw it.
Well, now, wait a minute, man.
You had to get a magnifying glass?
Because they're trying to cover it up. But my mom walks around with the same thing, and you don't care. And no adult does. And that's why we have to take matters into our own hands.
All right, look at Fred. I appreciate your call here tonight. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you very much. That gentleman was rather patient, I think, Justin, with some of your comments, because I don't think you were showing him... you weren't giving him a hand in answering some questions.
No, he's missing the point, Mr. Henry, that my mom and all the other women and Sarah Palin can... pulled her pants up so tight you can see butt crack, and I'm sorry to say it like that, and yet, and they say Sarah Palin's so great. You know, I was an Obama supporter, and I want to go see Twilight, New Moon, and yet I got to look at my mom's butt? You don't see that?
If your mother's wearing clothing that's making you uncomfortable, you should say something to her about that.
Yeah, and get slapped in the face. Hello? I mean, what do you think I just said?
Your mother's going to slap you? She slapped you when you said Sarah Palin was showing camel toe.
It doesn't matter. If I could say, Mom, if you're showing...
Tell me what you would say to your mother.
I'd say, Mom, I can see your butt crack.
And she'll slap you?
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Bob. Bob, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. Justin, I have four easy yes or no questions I'm going to ask you, and then I'll comment. First off, did anybody see your mom hit you?
What?
Did anybody see your mom slap you?
Yeah.
Who?
I did.
Oh, you did. So it's he said.
Yes, sir.
Who? Number
no,
two.
I'm the witness. I'm the victim.
No, no. Yeah, that's what you said.
I got. I was victimized by my mom, and all I said was I didn't want her to show her butt off.
What you said. Okay. Number two.
And when the police hear that, they'll know that she was being.
Can I finish?
I mean, does anybody witness? Is anybody witness child abuse? Who witnesses child abuse? Nobody.
Well,
except for the guy that beat the kid up.
Let me finish.
Let the gentleman finish.
Yeah, he's blowing it.
No, I'm not. But number two, you
blew it, man.
Logged that you're going to blackmail your mother if she doesn't let you see the movie, correct?
Well, unfortunately, I'll be forced. She'll force my hand. Yes, sir.
That's the question. You actually wrote in a paper and sent it out to other people that you were going to blackmail your mother, correct?
No, I didn't say that. I said that my mom slapped me, and I may be forced to take action if we don't go to see Paranormal Activity and New Moon, Twilight New Moon, what's going to be coming out this weekend.
That's considered blackmail. Number two. Or number three.
No, because I never said that I was going to blackmail her. So you're blowing it bad.
Said on a national radio show.
Do you ever ask a rape victim if there was a rape witness? No.
Justin,
you know what I mean?
I'm not rude.
You don't. I know you. You never ask a rape victim if there was a rape witness on account of there's not going to be a third party witness. And I got raped.
You didn't get raped. You got slapped.
Well, she was wearing her pants were tight. And that's, in my opinion, that's a sexual.
Let me finish. I'm letting you talk. Let me talk. Number three.
I heard what. I'm commenting. I'm giving you my position statement.
No. That's fine. I already know what your position paper. You've already said that. I've been listening to the show. Number three. On a national radio show, you've told other children that this is what they should do also in order to go see this movie or to get what
exactly.
They
want. Exactly. They should. Okay. Take note of the if their parents are walking around wearing their butt crack is showing, then they ought to say, you know what?
Let me explain something, Justin.
You don't get to do that because that's against the law of child abuse. There's not enough. Let me read from my position paper here. There isn't enough Paxil in the world that will be able to undo the scars from having to see my mom's. I just said it, butt crack.
Okay, you're not letting me finish, Justin, which shows you're
immature. You've been going on. You're going on and on, man. You're blowing it.
You let the man talk. You keep telling him he's blowing it.
Let me finish talking, okay?
Man, how long is it going to take, man? I got to take a... Are we going to be done by tomorrow?
If you shut your mouth long enough, I will tell you.
Can I just ask you, are we going to be done by tomorrow? That's all I need to ask you because I got to do some homework.
Hey, okay, you know what, Justin? You got a really smart mouth on you. Let the man talk, all right?
Fine.
Okay. You've already violated two state laws and one federal law. You can be prosecuted for blackmail and extortion.
Really?
And also,
are you on CSI? Are you on that CSI show?
Oh, no. I'm a prosecutor, Justin. I know what I'm talking about.
What's that?
You know, it's the person that takes you to court and puts you in jail.
No, that's not. That's called an attorney. God.
Same difference.
Idiot.
You're
an idiot, man. You're an idiot, man. It's called a district attorney.
You know, I'm not. I'm telling you the facts.
All right. So.
Extortion?
This kid's name is Justin McElroy.
Oh, great. Now you're telling... Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Henry.
His name's Justin McElroy. Okay, Bob, got to take a break here. I appreciate your phone call. 877-876-PHIL. That guy is a prosecuting attorney. Now, I don't know whether he's actually serious or not, but you understand that what he's saying...
No, that guy, he's full of hot air. I'm not afraid of him.
Well, you ought to be, because if that guy is truly a district attorney, a prosecutor working for a county someplace, you ought to be.
I'm not afraid of him. He's just some old man who's, you know, exercising his gums before he, you know, puts his teeth in. Or I guess this time of night he'll be taking them out. And that's another thing. He might not have had his teeth in because he was going like this.
All right, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Justin McElroy joining us for our final segment on the fact that his mother slapped him when he said that he saw Sarah Palin sporting camel toe in that picture in Newsweek magazine. And all he wants to do is go and watch the movie Twilight New Moon with his junior class mates at the theater on Friday night. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Justin McElroy here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You want to get an iPhone, man. Those are bitching.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You can get the internet on it.
Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk with Justin McElroy, a 16-year-old junior at L.A. Canyon High School, on the topic of the Newsweek picture of Sarah Palin with young Mr. McElroy claims, along with some of his classmates, was an inappropriate picture that that shows very evident features of the former governor's body, which you described to your mother, and she slapped your face for it, Justin, and... You're saying that unless they let you and the rest of the kids in the junior class go see Twilight, New Moon, and Paranormal Activity, a couple of movies that are popular with you kids, you're going to have your mother arrested for child abuse.
First of all, Mr. Henry, I don't think I said that. I just said I have to, you know, take it under advisement. And that last guy, you know how I knew that he wasn't what he said he was, a prosecutor or something?
Prosecutor, yeah.
Well... You know how I knew that he wasn't really that? Because when he goes, yeah, was there any witnesses? And I go, no. Yeah, I was. He goes, yeah, well, it's your word against your mom's? And I go, yeah. What about when somebody gets raped? Was there any witnesses? And he's all, oh. He didn't even know what he was talking about. That's how I knew that he was fake.
Well, we'll see, okay? He's got your name.
It doesn't matter, man. Guys like that roll off my knife, you know?
Oh, really? Off your knife? You know, Justin, you've got an attitude here.
I don't have the attitude. I'm not the one on Newsweek magazine showing my butt like Sarah Palin or my mom who does the same stuff.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here, and then I'll engage you a little bit more on what you're talking about. Shirley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I've got the position paper that I wrote.
I don't want to hear your position paper. Go ahead, Shirley.
Yes, I don't want to hear his position paper again either. This young man needs to be institutionalized. He is on.
Yeah.
He's okay. Going to be the next one that goes on a shooting spree.
Yeah. Who are you, Nurse Ratched?
I hope. I wish I were. I'm not going to argue with you, young man.
That's not very respectful.
Well, she's coming on like she's Nurse Ratched, like she knows.
I do know. I can tell from listening to you. It's a disgrace. And I think somebody should call the police and have you arrested.
Yeah, they should. They should have my mom arrested for showing her butt crack to underage boys.
What's with this paying so much attention to your mother's butt? What kind of
how come she's dressing inappropriately? Why is she dressing inappropriately around young boys?
You're a person.
Do you do that?
Why what?
Do you dress inappropriately about around boys?
No, I'm a very dignified, respectful person, but I just had to phone in. And
that proves that my mom isn't dignified.
I'm concerned about you, young man. You're on the verge of something terrible. You're going to do something terrible, and somebody should take you and put you in some kind of care.
Why are women allowed to flash their... Do you flash your junk? No. See, she's hanging up. And the reason why...
What are you talking about, man?
I asked her a perfectly logical question. Did she flash her junk and she...
You're getting a little over the line with me here.
Why won't she answer the question? That's the hypocrisy the kids are worried about.
I want to hear what you have to say. you know.
No, you don't. I asked her, does she flash her junk, and all of a sudden she gets scared and hangs up, because she probably does.
I want to hear what you have to say. I'm asking you to be a little less lippy with some of these people is all. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ken on the Phil Hendry Show. Ken, go ahead. You're on with Justin McElroy.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
I hope I can get my point in, because he seems to be interrupting everybody, but it's no doubt.
Only because that lady...
He's obviously disrespectful to his mother.
Well,
you know, to threaten the mother, and then... Geez, I had something different to say, but so much... What's that?
Why did she show me camel toe?
I think you said you had to look at the Newsweek thing with a magnifying glass. I think that's a little more than just looking at it. But to threaten your mother is like the most disrespectful thing you can do.
All right, why don't you hold the line, sir? We'll be hold the line, and we'll be right back with you and our other callers. Justin, we're going to hold you over because we do have a lot of people who want to address this serious topic of you threatening your mom with arrest. 877-876-PHIL, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I'm supposed to go to bed right
Visit
now.
Visit us online at Talk Radio.